Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you are royal students of a royal clan. Your behavior should be very royal. Only then will you be able to reveal the Father. Question. Who will be able to pass the final paper at the time of destruction? What effort must you make to do this? Answer. Only those who do not remember anything of this old world and who remember no one except the Father will be able to pass the final paper. If you remember anything else, you fail. For this, you have to remove all your attachment from everything of this whole unlimited world. There should be the firm consciousness of brotherhood. Remove body consciousness. Om Shanti. You children should constantly have the intoxication of being royal students. The unlimited master is teaching us. You are royal students of a very elevated clan, and so the behavior of royal students should also be royal. Only then will you be able to reveal the Father. You have become instruments for establishing peace in the world by following Srimat. You receive a peace prize. You don't receive this prize for just one birth, but for many births. The Father Himself gives you heaven on the palm of His hand. And so, what thanks can you children give to the Father? Did you children know that the Father would come and give you this? The Father now says, "Sweet children, remember me." Why are you told to stay in remembrance? Because it is through this remembrance that your sins will be absolved. You had faith as soon as you received the Unlimited Father's introduction. There is no question of any difficulty. On the path of devotion they say, "Baba, Baba." Surely some inheritance would be received from the Father. You have a margin for making effort. The more effort you make on the basis of following Srimat, the higher the status you will receive. You receive the Srimat of all three, the Father, the Teacher, and the Satguru. You have to follow their directions. You also have to live at home with your families. Obstacles come in your following these directions. The very first obstacle of Maya is body consciousness. The Father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls." Then, why do you not follow this Srimat? Children say, "We do try, but Maya doesn't allow us to do this." You children understand that you have to make special effort in this study. You should follow the good children. Everyone makes effort because they want to claim the most elevated inheritance from the Father. In order for you to change from a thorn into a flower, remembrance is most essential. You can become flowers when the thorns, the five vices, are removed. They can only be removed with the power of yoga. Some children think that such and such a person left the body and that they too might leave. However, on seeing that one, you should make effort. When you leave your body, it should be in remembrance of Baba. Remember the mantra that disciplines all your physical organs and your mind. Do not remember anyone except the Father, and only then should the soul, life force, leave the body. Baba, I am now coming to you. By your remembering Baba in this way, all the rubbish you are filled with will be burnt away. If rubbish is in the soul, it must then be in the body too. There is the rubbish of birth after birth. All of that has to be burnt away. It is only when all your rubbish has been burnt away that the world too will then be cleansed. All the rubbish in the world has to be cleared for your sake. You do not only have to clean away your own rubbish, but you have to clean away everyone else's. You call out to Baba, "Baba, come and clean away the rubbish of this world and make the entire world pure." For whom? It is you children who first go to rule in that pure world. So the Father has come to your land for you. There is a vast difference between devotion and knowledge. They sing many beautiful songs on the path of devotion, but no one benefits from them. It is only when you stabilize yourself in your original religion of the self and remember the Father that there can be benefit. Your remembrance is like that of a lighthouse that rotates. Self-realization is called being a lighthouse. You children understand in your hearts that you are to receive your inheritance of heaven from Bap Dada. This is the true story of becoming Narayan, of becoming Narayan from an ordinary man. The Father explains, "You souls who have become Tamo Pradhan have to be made Sato Pradhan. You were Sato Pradhan in the Golden Age, and the Father has now come to make you Sato Pradhan again." The Father says, "It is by remembering me that you will become Sato Pradhan." It was the Father who spoke the Gita, whereas it is human beings who now relate it, and so there is a vast difference. God is God. It is He who changes humans into deities. There are pure deities in the new world. The unlimited Father is the one who gives you the inheritance of the new world. Continue to remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. You understand that the Father comes at the confluence age to make you the most elevated. This cycle of 84 births is about to end, and it will then start again. You should have this happiness. When people come to the exhibitions, first take them in front of the picture of Shiv Baba and tell them that the Father says, "By remembering me, you will become this." It is from the Father that you receive the inheritance of the Golden Age. Bharat used to be the Golden Age. It is not that now. It will become like that again. Therefore, remember the Father and the Kingdom, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. This is the true Father, and by becoming his children, you become the masters of the land of truth. First of all, make them understand Alpha, God, firmly. Alpha is Baba, and Beta is the kingdom. Remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved, and you will be able to go to heaven. It is so easy. By listening to the things of devotion for birth after birth, your intellects have been locked up by Maya. The Father comes and opens the locks with his keys. At this time, it is as though everyone's ears are closed. They have become those with stone intellects. You even write, "Do you remember Shiv Baba? Do you remember your inheritance of heaven?" By remembering your kingdom, your mouth will be sweetened. The Father says, "Children, even though you have been defaming me a great deal, I uplift you a great deal." This too is fixed in the drama. It is no one's fault. It is the mission of you children to change stone intellects into divine intellects. That is, to change thorns into flowers. Your mission is ongoing. You are all making one another into flowers from thorns. It must surely be the king flower who makes them like that. It is only the one Father who establishes heaven, that is, only the one who creates the garden of flowers. You are the helpers of God. To change from Tamopradan to Satopradan is to give help. He does not give you any other difficulty. It is very easy to explain this. Everyone in the Iron Age is Tamopradan. If they made the duration of the Iron Age longer, they would become even more Tamopradan. You know that the Father, who is now making us into flowers, has come. It is the task of Ravan to make you into thorns, whereas the Father makes you into flowers. The ones who remember Shiv Baba will also definitely remember heaven. When you have a peace march, you can show that you, Prajapita Brahma Kumaris, are establishing the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan here in Bharat. We Brahmins are becoming deities. The deities will then become warriors, merchants, and so on. It is a somersault. This is very easy to explain to anyone. We are Brahmins. Brahmins have top knots. You also understand that you have completed the cycle of 84 births. You children receive very good knowledge. The rest is devotion. Only the one Father gives knowledge. Only the Father is the bestower of salvation for all, and there is only the one most auspicious confluence age. The Father teaches at this time. The memorial of this then continues on the path of devotion. The Father has shown you the path, how you can claim the inheritance by making this effort. This study is very easy. This study is for changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. It is wrong to call it a religious story, because there is no aim or objective in those stories. However, there is an aim and objective in a study. Who is teaching you? The ocean of knowledge. The father says, I come to fill your aprons with jewels. What question would you ask the unlimited father? At this time, all have stone intellects. They don't even know who Ravan is. You now receive the wisdom to ask them questions. Ask people, who is Ravan after all? When was he born? When did you start burning him? They will say, it has continued eternally. You can ask them many types of questions. The time will also come when you will ask such questions. However, no one will be able to give a response. You souls will remain constantly on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Now ask yourselves, have I become Satopradhan? Does my heart confirm this? You have not yet reached your Karmateet stage. It will happen. At this time there are very few of you. That is why no one listens to you. The things you say are unique. First of all, tell them that the Father comes at the confluence age. It is only when they have understood one thing that you should then move on to explain more. Explain to them with a lot of patience and love. You have two fathers, your Lokic father and the Parlokic father. It is only when you become Satopradhan that you are able to claim your unlimited inheritance from the Parlokic father. Your mercury of happiness rises when you remember the father. You children are being filled with many virtues. The father comes and teaches you qualifications. He gives you health and wealth and reforms your character. He gives you an education too. He also frees you from the punishment of a jail. You can explain all of this very clearly to the ministers, etc. You should explain in such a way that you make them melt. Your knowledge is very sweet. If they were to sit and listen with love, they would have tears of love. Always have the outlook of showing the path to your brothers. Tell them, on the basis of Srimat, we are truly serving Bharat. We are using our wealth for serving Bharat. Baba says, surround Delhi with service so that there can be expansion. However, no one has yet been struck by the arrow. You need the power of yoga in order to strike the target. You become the masters of the world with the power of yoga. You also have this knowledge. It is by having yoga that you are able to attract others. Although you children give good lectures, you lack the attraction of the power of yoga. The main thing is yoga. You children make yourselves pure with yoga. There is a need for a great deal of yoga power. It is lacking a great deal. Internally, you should dance in happiness. This is a dance of happiness. You dance internally with this knowledge and yoga. You become bodiless while staying in remembrance of the Father. You have to become bodiless with this knowledge. There is no question of disappearing in this. Your intellects should have the knowledge that you now have to return home, and that you will then go into your kingdom. The Father has also given you visions of destruction and establishment. This whole world is already burnt, and you are becoming worthy of going to the new world. You now have to return home. That is why you should not have any attachment to your bodies. Remain beyond the consciousness of your bodies and this world. Simply remember your home and kingdom. You should not be tempted by anything at all. There will be a huge destruction. When destruction starts, you will have the happiness that you are about to be transferred. However, if you remember anything of the old world, you will fail. If you children don't have anything, what would you remember? It takes effort to erase all of your attachment from this whole unlimited world. It is only when you have completely finished your body consciousness that you can maintain a firm stage of brotherhood. There is a loss in one way or another by coming into body consciousness. There will be no loss by remaining soul conscious. Develop this strong habit. I am teaching my brother. I am speaking to my brother. If you want to claim a scholarship, you have to make this much effort. When you are explaining to anyone, remember that you are all brothers. All souls are children of the One Father. All the brothers have a right to claim their inheritance from the Father. There should not be any consciousness of a sister. This is called being soul conscious. The souls have received these bodies. Some have a male name and others have a female name. Beyond these, there are just souls. You should think, the path that Baba has shown you is absolutely right. You children come here to practice these things. You can use your badge on a train to explain to anyone. Sit and ask one another, how many fathers do you have? Then give the answer. This is a way to draw their attention. If you have two fathers, I have three. We receive our inheritance through this Alokic Father. You have a first-class objective. Some ask what benefit there is in this. Tell them, it is our responsibility to show the path to the blind, to be sticks for the blind. Just as nuns do service, so you can also serve. You have to create many subjects. You have to make effort to claim a high status. You show everyone the path to ascend. Continue to remember the One Father, and your sins will be absolved, and you will have a great deal of happiness. It is very easy to claim your inheritance from the Father. However, many children are careless. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. In the final moments, in order to pass, practice going beyond your body and this world. Do not be attracted or tempted by anything. It should remain in your intellect that you are about to be transferred. 2. Give everyone the introduction of the two fathers with a lot of patience and love. Fill your apron with jewels of knowledge and donate them. Definitely do the service of changing thorns into flowers. Blessing. May you remain absorbed in the Father and in service, and become a constant server who is free from obstacles. Where there is enthusiasm for doing service, you are easily able to step away from all situations. When you remain absorbed in the one Father and service, you will easily become a constant server and a conqueror of Maya who is free from obstacles. Service changes its form from time to time, and it will continue to change. You will not need to say a lot, but people themselves will say that this is an elevated task, and also ask to be allowed to cooperate with you. This is a sign of the closeness of time, so continue to do service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and continue to move forward. Slogan: become stable in the stage of fullness, and you will experience any upheaval of nature to be like a passing cloud. Om Shanti.